This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Now from Times Square, here's what you need to know.
All right, Dr. D, let's talk medical news if we can. According to the FDA, remnants of bird flu were detected in samples of pasteurized milk. What do we need to know?
Yeah, let me take you through this headline because for sure it's concerning and going to get a lot of attention today. First of all, we're talking about H5N1. This is the so-called bird flu, referred to as highly pathogenic avian influenza. This is not a new virus, you guys. It was first discovered in 1996 and then in people in 1997. For the last several years, we've been reporting on this and tracking its spread in poultry, sea mammals, and recently dairy cows, although no evidence yet beef cattle are affected. There has been one case in the United States, a mild case in a dairy worker in Texas. There is no evidence at this time that this virus is mutating, which is good news.
And you mentioned dairy cows. Should we be concerned about the milk we're buying at the grocery store?
So the headline about the milk, that it has been particles of the virus detected in grocery store milk, is not really a surprise, and I want to tell you why. Remember back in the COVID days with PCR testing, people were testing positive weeks or even months after being infected. Why? Because that PCR detects particles of the virus, not the active live virus. Pasteurizing milk or any dairy product kills this virus, kills other viruses and bacteria. 99% of the milk and dairy products in this country are pasteurized. It is unknown if unpasteurized products could contain this, so obviously that's ill-advised. And for people who are concerned right now, even though the CDC and the FDA are saying the risk to the overall population is low, obviously there are plant-based milks. I spoke to a senior CDC official about this recently. She said to me, they are taking this very seriously, but overall they want to emphasize that at this time they think the risk to the population is low.
Okay, good news there. Thanks,
yep.
Dr.
Jibet.
We turn now to ABC's Em Nguyen in Washington with our latest headlines. Good afternoon, Em.
Good afternoon, Rhiannon. Great to see you. And we begin here with the Senate passing that massive foreign aid bill overnight. President Biden signing into law today the $95 billion measure providing funding for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. That bill includes an ultimatum to the Chinese owners of TikTok to sell it or get banned. Lawmakers in both parties warn the app, used by 170 million Americans, poses a significant threat to U.S. security. TikTok denies that. And the high-stakes hearings at the Supreme Court, the first time the High Court considers the scope of a state's abortion ban since the overturning of Roe v. Wade. Idaho's near-total ban is being challenged by the Justice Department. Doctors there questioning whether their patient is sick enough before they can provide life-saving care. The major settlement in the case of ex-gymnastics Dr. Larry Nassar, convicted and serving time for abusing U.S. star gymnasts and others in his care, the government agreeing to pay nearly $140 million to more than 100 of his victims after the FBI admitted it botched the investigation into Nassar's conduct. And new rules for airlines, the Biden administration announcing passengers will soon get automatic cash refunds when their flights are canceled or delayed by more than 3 hours on domestic flights, 6 hours on international flights, refunds also for those whose checked bags aren't delivered within 12 hours. Now to a Ginger Z on the sweeping tornado threat across at least 10 states.
We've got a severe weather outbreak about to happen. It really starts getting going. There's a little pocket tonight, but Thursday, look at that. Opening up in western Oklahoma and the panhandle of Texas, and then Iowa down to Arkansas on Friday, and it doesn't stop there. We're going to go right into the weekend with powerful storms, and we're not just talking about damaging winds, but there will be tornadoes, large hail, and that's Oklahoma again. But now on Sunday, extends all the way up to Chicago, down to Little Rock. So this is going to be, again, at least a 4-day event, powerful next couple of days.
Still ahead on GMA3 on this Wednesday, a GMA3 exclusive, the Walmart CEO on fighting inflation and new opportunities for people who want high-paying corporate jobs that do not require college degrees. And ABC News business reporter Alexis Christopher sat down with the president and CEO of Walmart U.S. in an exclusive interview, and she joins us now from Washington with the latest on this story. Good to see you, my friend. What did you learn?
Good to see you guys. Thanks so much. Look, some Walmart store managers can now make over $400,000 a year, no college degree necessary. It's part of the retailer's push to offer higher paying corporate jobs to non-college grads. This morning, I sat down with the president and CEO of Walmart U.S. in this exclusive interview to talk about that and more. Why did Walmart decide to remove college degree requirements from some of these higher paid corporate jobs?
You know, I look at this a couple ways. There are so many different ways that people will find their own path to success. You know, for some of us, that means college. For some of us, it means skills. And the skills, there are a number of ways that we want to help people attain the skills to be really successful at their job at Walmart or just skills in life. And so, you know, many cases, what the skills required to do something like be a store manager or be an assistant manager in a distribution center or be a technician on robotics, you know, those are skills that are pretty specific. They can be a combination of leadership or business acumen. And we have a lot of programs where we want to make sure people have the skills they need to be successful, recognizing that, while college is great for some, it's not exactly the right answer for everyone.
We have to talk inflation.
Mm-hmm.
It's top of mind for lots of folks, and especially food inflation. 25% of all grocery spending happens at a Walmart in this country. So talk to me about these stubbornly high prices and their impact on the Walmart shopper. How have you seen their shopping habits change?
You know, we've been talking about the last couple of years, all the things we're trying to do to keep prices down or slow inflation. And, you know, happy to report right now that prices across our portfolio are about the same as last year. And I haven't been able to say that for a few years. We have 6,000 items, and for us, it's a lot, that are on what we call rollback, where we have price reductions. And big categories like general merchandise, we're seeing deflation. So I'm feeling much better about inflation in terms of pricing versus a year ago, but we're not finished. You know, our team talks about all the time, what's the lowest that we can try to sell items for, and what other things can we do? We have items like our 2-liter private brand soft drinks that are now a dollar, that are going really well. We've gotten French bread back to a dollar loaf that rose up to over $1.40 during the pandemic. And those are big percent drops, you know, a few cents here and there, but it adds up in a basket.
I know you've got over 100 stores going to be opening up in the next few years. How are you thinking about self-checkout? What's the future of that at Walmart?
Yeah, we're thinking about it in a number of ways. What, you know, what we want is great customer service, and we would love for a customer to be able to go check out when they're ready and choose the way that they're going to do it. However, we want to make sure that the checkout process is accurate. Retail shrinkage is a cost, so enabling us to lower that cost, we can keep prices down, and that's really what we're focused on.
So self-checkout's not going away at Walmart?
There are a few stores where we've made the decision that, they'll come out of, but we haven't made that decision in every store.
To come back to the point of inflation, you seem pretty optimistic that things are moving in the right direction.
I'm feeling much better. I mean, there are so many opinions 2 to 3 years ago on what would happen, whether it was going to be permanent or transitory or food only. And the answer is, what I've learned over 30 years is it's just really hard to tell. We want to be there for everybody. We serve the whole country, so we try to do the best we can to keep prices low in all categories and keep our quality in a place that's inspiring to our consumers so we can serve.
Hear what he had to say about inflation. Great interview there. But we know Walmart has really been pushing to hire employees for these higher paying jobs without college degrees. And they influence so much in the economy and other companies. Are they influencing other companies to do the same?
Well, they're holding their first ever Opportunity Summit here in D.C. today, where more than a dozen big companies are coming together. McDonald's, Home Depot, PepsiCo, Verizon. They're looking for ways to offer more of these six-figure jobs to more people, folks who don't necessarily have a college degree. And you heard him talk about training workers to have the right skills, to see a career path within the company, to see a growth within the company. I think John Furner himself is a good example. He started out stocking shelves at a Walmart back in the 1990s. Now he's CEO of their U.S. operations.
Wow. That is amazing, isn't it?
Absolutely. Alexis,
sure.
Thank you so much for that. Up next here on GMA3, we have the unique sound of Breland.
You're going to love it. We will hear all about his little more country tour and his thoughts on the shift happening right now with black artists and country music. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Step into the world of Hollywood like never before with Melissa Rivers' Group Text podcast. Melissa, renowned for her red carpet expertise and storytelling prowess, invites you to join her and her famous friends for hilarious and heartfelt conversations. From discussing the latest binge-worthy TV shows, navigating the highs and lows of life, and dissecting celebrity fashion, there is never a dull moment. With exclusive stories from special guests like Chelsea Handler, Cheryl Hines, your favorite reality stars, and deep dives into intriguing topics like the Where is Wendy Williams documentary, this podcast offers an insider's look into the glitz and glam of Tinseltown. It's not just Melissa's podcast. It's a collective experience where you're invited to join the conversation. So if you've ever wanted a peek behind the Hollywood curtain, subscribe to Melissa Rivers' Group Text podcast now on your favorite platform. Get ready for laughter, tears, gossip. In other words, unforgettable moments that'll keep you coming back for more. Don't miss out. This is one Group Text you won't want to exit.
All right, welcome back to GMA3. That was a tune from our next guest, a country star known for the way that he mixes hip-hop, R&B, gospel, and pop in his unique style.
Yeah, we love all of those. Mm-hmm. Since his debut in 2022, he has proved to be a genre-melding genius. So joining us today to tell us how he's been saddling up for a fresh creative chapter, please welcome country artist Breland. We are so happy to have you here.
Yeah, it's great to be here.
So let's talk. Congratulations. Yeah. New album recently.
Yeah.
New tour recently.
Yes.
And I love the title of the tour. It is called Little More Countryer.
Yes.
So tell us what makes it a little more countryer.
Yeah, you know, I've been blending all these genres together. And so I have a really diverse fan base. There are a lot of people that listen to my music that might prioritize country music versus hip-hop or R&B or gospel, and so I think when they come to see my show, it's just a little more countryer than they might be used to.
I love that, but you're from New Jersey. You went to Georgetown.
Yeah.
Where did country music come in play?
Yeah, that is a fair question. I started out in my career writing songs for a lot of other artists, and as a songwriter and as a fan of great songwriting, I felt like country music was just the peak of excellent songwriting and storytelling.
And it helps to have grandparents in Georgia too, right?
That is also true, for sure.
You also have gotten into acting. You were in the new remake of Roadhouse, is that right?
Yes, indeed.
I just watched that a couple weeks ago. Fantastic movie.
Yeah.
And you also have been doing some sports casting, like sports predicting.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us about all these things you got going on.
Yeah, just kind of having fun. I started making these videos around NFL playoffs, around just kind of the intersection of music and sports. I was predicting what I thought the outcome of these games would be in song form, and people were really entertained by it. The video started to take off. I got to go and do some picks live on Pat McAfee's show over on ESPN, and I've done them for some other sports as well, and we'll make it a part of my brand.
And you may have a job here at ABC, man.
Hey, look, I'm ready to go.
All right, so tell us this. You know, Beyonce made a big splash with her latest album, her latest country music here.
Yeah.
And now everybody's wearing cowboy hats, cowboy boots, all of it. What do you think about this shift now with black artists?
Yeah, I think it's a beautiful time in country music. We saw it a lot last year, just in general, country music becoming more popular, you know, even overtaking hip hop in terms of number ones that we were seeing on the Billboard charts. But now we're finally seeing some more representation and some more diversity. I think Beyonce brings with her a really diverse crowd of people that might not have grown up listening to country music, but are really interested in supporting country artists and artists of color. Obviously, Beyonce put a bunch of black country artists on the project, and it's been fantastic to watch all of their careers kind of boom in the wake of that. But there's still some issues, still some glass ceilings that need to be broken. It's still some issues with representation in terms of black artists in country music being able to get record deals, being brought out on some of these larger tours, and getting played on country radio is still a problem. And so for me, you know, I've been in this space for a few years, and I've gotten to see kind of how it works. I mean, I won an award last year at the ACM Honors, the Lift Every Voice Award, which is the inaugural award in country music to kind of celebrate diversity. But even when I was giving my acceptance speech, and I kind of made what I thought was a very tasteful remark about how country radio should support more black artists, they literally cut that from the broadcast. Oh. And so I felt like, and a lot of us have felt like in this space, that even when we have a platform to be able to say something about it, it doesn't really get across the finish line. So I'm hoping that Beyonce's project helps make this space even more inclusive and can change some of the dynamics of how things run.
You're keep hoping going. That change as
yeah,
well.
Yes, he is. Keep
Thank
going.
You.
Thank you so much. Breland, everybody. A little more countryer tour. It's underway right now until June 26th. So you have time to snag your tickets while you
Love
can.
To
Thank
see
you
it.
Again. Mm-hmm. Up next here, Dr. Jen looks at whether certain foods can trigger arthritis. Jay-Z said 30 is the new 20. Mm-hmm. Remember that? But a new study shows maybe 70 is the new 60. And we'd love to hear it.
That's what it's looking like, you guys. This was a new study published in the journal Psychology and Aging, smallish kind of study done in Germany, which really asked people of certain ages, how old do you feel? Mm. And what they've noticed is that even people in their 60s and 70s, particularly in their 70s, they don't even feel their age. And so as people get older, they're seeing and feeling themselves as younger than their stated age in some cases, which is amazing, and certainly younger than the number. You know, if so, for example, if they were 74, they said, I feel 72 or I feel 71. And I think what this speaks to, longevity, vitality, those are now common parlance words that are not just concepts, they're reality for so many people. And when you talk about the things that steadily tend to decline with age, strength, mobility, cognitive function, all of those things we're learning more and more are so heavily dependent on our behaviors that occur now in our 40s and 50s, and even in some cases earlier. So there's a lot we can do. You can't change who your parents are, so you can't change your right. genetics, but you can change how you live starting as early as your 30s.
But it is a change in mindset, because sometimes I'll see someone who's in their 70s, I'm like, no, you can't be 70.
That's
and
right.
You look young and good.
Age is just a number, so just it matters how yes, how you look, but how you act, how you feel, and how you move.
What can we do? Get moving.
Get moving, eat well, engage your brain, have a good social network, participate in faith-based movements, all of those things associated with longevity and vitality.
The doctor has spoken. We're back in a moment. Stay with us.
Dr. Jen is digging into a medical topic that you're asking about. The question is, can certain foods trigger arthritis?
Okay. If you really want to be specific, the short answer is no. They can't trigger or cause arthritis, because arthritis, the most popular or common form of arthritis, osteoarthritis, is a deterioration of cartilage in the joint. Foods can't directly cause that, but foods may exacerbate or make worse symptoms of arthritis because of their either pro-inflammatory or anti-inflammatory in the case of making them better. So in general, most arthritis experts will say, and I will say as a nutritionist, that eating non-inflammatory or lower inflammatory foods, obviously better. So what are those foods? High in sugar, highly processed, fried, those things
all the
are
good stuff.
Yeah,
all the good stuff that we love,
not
right?
good for our heart or brain or joints. And so the more fresh fruits and vegetables, green leafy fruits, anti-inflammatory, the better.
Your prescription for wellness.
Seasonally inspired by the time of year, a lot of people starting to suffer from seasonal allergies. So some tips on ways to not only manage those symptoms, but in some cases reduce the severity. Oral antihistamines and decongestants, so over the counter or by prescription, can be helpful, especially if taken before your symptoms start. Saline solution to clean out the nasal passages obviously also can be helpful. And then corticosteroid nasal sprays, I'm using this myself, I always have. You
it takes time for those steroids to work. So do not wait for your allergy symptoms to kick in. By then, it's really too late and you're talking about putting a Band-Aid on them. The key is getting ahead of it. And by the way, it's the end of April, so if you haven't started,
do you have
start now.
I do, oh. I do.
I think you're allergic to New York, though.
No, no, I love New York. My fourth time around.
I know, you're right, you're right.
All right, Dr. Jen, thank you very much. Just keep coming back, right?
And folks, we would love to hear from you, so hit us up on Instagram with all of your medical questions for America's favorite doctor at ABC GMA3. Well, still ahead, rediscovering a lost history with the world. The major hip-hop artist bringing some major art back to life.
And later on, Tori's here. She's got a loud and clear message in today's Deals and Steals. We all need to hear this loud. Treat yourself. Come on back.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table. Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view. The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. An art carnival is reopened in Los Angeles after nearly 40 years after it disappeared from Europe. The Pop Art Amusement Park is unique. It's hosting iconic pieces from art's greatest, like Salvador Dali and Jean-Michel Basquiat.
And that itself sounds amazing, right? Its resurgence in part thanks to one major hip-hop artist whose team wanted to rediscover a lost history with the world. And ABC's Melissa Don takes us there.
It was called the world's first art amusement park back in 1987, forgotten and locked away, until it was rescued by major hip-hop superstar Drake. Luna Luna, conceived by Austrian showman Andre Heller, opened on fairgrounds in Hamburg, Germany, where children mounted carousels that were adorned with masterful artwork.
When it was originally shown in Hamburg, it was an amusement park ride that had art. And now I think we get to kind of focus on the art and see the amusement in it.
The rides featuring artwork by some of the great modern artists of our time. A Ferris wheel designed by graffiti artist Jean-Michel Basquiat. A carousel featuring pop artist Keith Haring's iconic figures. A swing ride spray painted by California street artist Kenny Scharf. But 6 weeks later, the amusement park vanished.
And it was meant to go on tour, but as some of the biggest dreams do, you know, it got caught up in, I'm sure, logistics and contracts and things, just moving it around and going on such a, you know, large-scale tour. This was stored for 35 years after that. It did not go on tour.
Locked up and stored away in shipping containers for nearly four decades, until now.
What was your initial reaction when you first saw some of the Luna Luna pieces?
It blew my mind. You like walked into the old studio warehouse and you were just kind of, I'm sure it must feel like how people feel walking into this space. It's unexpected and not something you regularly face.
This Los Angeles studio is now Luna Luna's new fairgrounds. Even the rides are back, but only for guests to admire, not ride. Drake's entertainment firm Dream Crew acquiring Luna Luna, dusting off the iconic collection more than 35 years after it was forgotten.
How influential do you find a Drake in all of this?
Well, I mean, I don't think that we would be able to do this without Dream Crew. Putting on a production like this is no small feat. And I think that Drake and along with all the other partners are involved in the arts and culture, of which this stands in the center of that. So a huge influence in the sense of like, let's accomplish something amazing.
Autumn Beck is the collection manager for Luna Luna Forgotten Fantasy, helping revitalize these priceless works of art.
They are priceless because there's not another one that exists. These are absolutely unique, one-of-a-kind pieces with often, you know, the hand of an artist that's no longer here.
Restorers work to put the pieces literally back together using forensic clues and archival images, breathing life back to these modern masterpieces. including a Salvador Dali named Dali Dome, attracting guests of all ages like Sarah and her friends.
Art is creativity, and no matter the spectrum of art that you're on, you all are inspired by some sort of painting or some sort of person from whatever age.
Closing the gap on a generation and ensuring art is only a ride away.
Why do you find it so important that any single person can have access to art and learn about it?
Art, music, all of that is just the juice that makes life worth living. We can't get lost in Excel spreadsheets all the time, so let's go do some fun things.
Art is the juice that makes life worth living. I love that,
right? Yes. Yeah, gotta have the juice there. Many thanks to Melissa for that report. And you can see the exhibit in LA until May 12th. And after that, the exhibition has plans to visit cities across the country. Let's hope it comes east.
To New York City, yes.
It is time for Deals and Steals. And you've got our favorite, of course. We've got our favorite, Tori Johnson, here with some big savings on products to help you treat yourself. We love that part.
Yes, we do. And to shop your favorite deals, all you have to do is point your cell phone camera to that QR code you see on the screen and start shopping. It's that easy. So Tori,
yes,
we got some pajamas.
Pajamas. This is Softies. The fabric lives up to the name.
It does
super
feel good.
Soft. Mm-hmm. What's special about this is that it's a cooling fabric.
Ooh.
They call it a dry release. So it's moisture wicking, cooling, so that if you have night sweats, you're not going to feel it when you're wearing these cooling pajamas. They're just buttery soft. They get better with every wash. Obviously
that.
Machine washable, but they will also remain their shape because it's a durable fabric. We've got a big variety of styles to choose from, all slashed in half. The sets start at $59.
That's
this is
a deal.
Great. Yes.
Yep.
Okay. So continuing with that great sleep, but we've got hang accessories. So feel how soft this is.
Oh, let me see.
This satin pillowcase. Plus, they have the coolest patterns ever. I love the little pups, but feel how they're so super soft. So you get that softness, smoothness, and there's a zipper on the side, which I particularly love, so that it doesn't slide off. There's no slipping and sliding,
nice,
which can sometimes happen with satin.
We
also have, you can wash it. We have the coordinating eye masks as well. Those are awesome for total blackout sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got all the coordinating sets depending on the style that you like. These also make really awesome gifts. The prices are phenomenal. With our deal, they start at $13.
And I've always heard these are good. Satin's good for your hair.
So good for your hair and your skin.
Thank you, exactly.
There you go. Okay, this is the Herbal Zen. They are making their deals debut, and they've got these really great shower steamers. Smell those. The orange one in there is my favorite.
Smell those orange ones.
They've got this it's like an energizing tropical scent.
Mm-hmm.
That what's great is it turns an ordinary shower into aromatherapy spa experience. They're all made in America, and they are scented with essential oils. So you keep it just at the bottom of the shower, but out of the direct water flow, and it's just that steam and a little bit of water that then allows that scent to fill your shower.
Oh.
We've got really awesome options for headache, to help you sleep. There's even like a little one for a cold that's gonna help clear your nose and your sinuses. These are terrific. They are slash and half. They start at $12.50
for the
scent.
You need the one to help you sleep.
They're good. Okay, so some skincare products here. This is Ladora, and we've got two different options from them that help bring dermatological grade technology into a home device.
Is this for your face?
No, this one in particular is for your scalp. So you can pop out this little piece right here. It'd be a little rough on your face. So this one, you'll put your hair serum right into there for hair and scalp serum.
Oh.
And then it uses red light technology and vibration to be able to feel how good that is. So that is what you would run through your head. It feels so good. It's just on a 5-minute timer, so you don't need a lot of time. A few days a week to benefit from it. It feels so good, and it does the trick. And then this one has the same four technologies, plus we add blue light into this one as well.
Mm-hmm.
This is a face treatment, and this little wand, 5 minutes as well, comes with the timer. So if you want to treat fine lines, wrinkles on the face, this one specifically shedding, breakage, dryness in the scalp, Ladora's got an option for you, all slash and half and free shipping.
That's a deal.
It's a good
one. We love free shipping.
Yeah. Okay. Thorlo. So they introduced the first cushion sock.
I'm afraid
back,
it's gonna.
Yeah, that's okay. Here, back in. I know it's on a timer,
right,
but I'll turn it off. There you go. So they introduced the first cushion sock in 1980. How soft are these? these. Like they make feel these right here. They taped them down so I couldn't grab it. But so really super soft. But what they're really known for is their cushioning. So for running, it's the maximum cushioning. They have done clinical tests that prove that wearing their socks is going to help with pain, blisters, kind of all the annoying things that is the reason that we wear socks to begin with. But not all socks perform well. These are specific activity driven. So all these that you're looking at here are for pickleball. And they specifically have moisture control and light cushioning because that's designed to help you with those like fast moves, fast stops that you have to do when you're playing pickleball. So if you are into specific activities, these are the socks for you with our deal, $8. You can't beat these from Thorlo. And then finally, Bella Cucina. This was the original Oprah favorite. We made you fresh popcorn here. Okay. That's their artisanal popcorn.
How kind of you.
It's got a really great seasoning that comes with it, plus the olive oil. What they are absolutely known for, though, is their artichoke pesto. This big jar right here. It's artichoke, olive oil, and Parmesan cheese. People eat it right out of the jar, but you could also...
You put it on your popcorn?
Well, quite frankly, you could put it on anything.
Yeah, but
You could put this on crackers, bread. People mix it into salads, but literally eat it out of the jar, bake it, and it becomes like a phenomenal appetizer. They're all about celebrating kind of the art of gathering around the table. So whether you choose the popcorn, the olive oils, the artichoke, pesto, you can't go wrong. Everything's slashed in half starting at $20.
Love these.
That's a good one.
That
Plus, it's
delicious.
A great hostess gift, too.
I love that. Instead of
good
a bottle
idea.
Of wine,
yeah.
a candle. Thank you so much, Tori.
Thank you
always have the best deals
yes,
and deals.
She does.
We have partnered with all of these small businesses. Sorry, I saw popcorn in my throat. to begin shopping, again, just scan that QR code right there on your screen, or you can always visit our website as well.
We love our Tori. Up next, from street corner serenades to headlining his own tours.
Why Rolling Stone calls Charlie Crockett a must-see live performer. He's got a special performance you don't want to miss. Don't go anywhere.
Yeah, Charlie.
The first ever criminal trial of a former president is underway in Manhattan. It's one of potentially four trials facing former President Trump as he makes his third bid for the White House. What do voters think about his culpability, and would a guilty verdict make a difference in the election? I'm Galen Druk, and every Monday and Thursday on the 538 Politics podcast, we break down the latest news from the campaign trail. We sort through the noise and zoom in on what really matters, using data and research as we go. That's 538 Politics every Monday and Thursday, wherever you get your podcasts.
He's recorded 14 albums, by the way, in 9 years, and now he's here with a performance from his latest album, $10 Cowboy. Give it up for country music star Charlie Crockett, everybody. It is good to see you, my man. I said you look good. You look fly, as always. But you started out actually performing on street corners, so you weren't always dressing like this, and now you're headlining big stages. Tell us what it's been like for you, this road here.
Well, it's a long way from South Texas, I tell you that, you know. Rich men dress down, poor boys learn to dress up.
You have described your story as one of a broken road and how that those hard times have inspired your new album. Tell us how they inspired it.
Well, I mean, you said it yourself. You know, I mean, you can only play and sing about what you know. And I don't know a lot, but I play this guitar, you know? And really, you know, I had to learn, when you play on the street, you've got to learn to ask for money, you know? And you know, to get people to take you serious, you've got to stand out, you know? And this show and all these years of what we've been doing, there's a little bit more politics involved. I got a lot of people to take care of, a lot of diesel to pay for in them buses, but I'm that same guy. And if there's a street corner in America where you can make money, you better believe there's already somebody doing it, you know? So you better come with the best that you got.
And you're showing your best to a lot of people this spring and summer. So tell us, you have a lot of shows coming up. Tell us about them, when, where, and what can people expect?
Well, see, I got these agents that just throw darts at the map. They do, they just throw them at the map.
They tell you where to go and you just say, okay.
I used to think about it a lot, but you know, you look close at me, you can see the butterflies coming out of my stomach even now, so I really don't think past today. You know, it's better to do it that way. But I'm doing places like the Greek in LA and Red Rocks and outside of Denver. And I can tell you, as a street player, that's a pretty good corner to be standing on.
Yes, it is.
You know, your talent is so incredible, but it's your humbleness that stands out for me. So the best of luck to you. Again, Charlie, thank you for being here with us today. And by the way, Charlie's album, $10 Cowboy, is dropping this Friday, April 26th.
Hey, satisfaction guaranteed. If you want your money back, I'll give you half my manager's cut.
Lord, thank you, man. And that is what you need to know on this Wednesday. I'm DeMarco Morgan.
I'm Rhiannon Alley.
And I'm Dr. Jen Ashton.
For all of us here at ABC News, have a wonderful weekend, everyone.
Step into the world of Hollywood like never before with Melissa Rivers' Group Text podcast. Melissa, renowned for her red carpet expertise and storytelling prowess, invites you to join her and her famous friends for hilarious and heartfelt conversations. From discussing the latest binge-worthy TV shows, navigating the highs and lows of life, and dissecting celebrity fashion, there is never a dull moment. With exclusive stories from special guests like Chelsea Handler, Cheryl Hines, your favorite reality stars, and deep dives into intriguing topics like the Where is Wendy Williams documentary, this podcast offers an insider's look into the glitz and glam of Tinseltown. It's not just Melissa's podcast. It's a collective experience where you're invited to join the conversation. So if you've ever wanted a peek behind the Hollywood curtain, subscribe to Melissa Rivers' Group Text podcast now on your favorite platform. Get ready for laughter, tears, gossip. In other words, unforgettable moments that'll keep you coming back for more. Don't miss out. This is one Group Text you won't want to exit.